Welcome to the ListVerse podcast. Our almost 5 million web readers enjoy our lists that intrigue and educate, specializing in the bizarre and lesser-known trivia. Every day, we present a new unique list in any one of our 14 categories, from art to science, on our website, listverse.com. And now, ladies and gentlemen, let's dive into today's ListVerse podcast. The top 10 unsolved mysteries. We're all mad about mysteries. They excite our imagination and usually leave us in a state of wonder. This podcast looks at 10 of the most interesting and unusual mysteries from history. One of the benefits to doing podcasts of previous lists is that it gives us a chance to update the entries and combine items of interest from multiple lists. This podcast includes entries from Top 10 Unsolved Mysteries and another 10 Unsolved Mysteries. Enjoy. Number 10. The Babushka Lady. During the analysis of the film footage of the assassination of John F. Kennedy in 1963, a mysterious woman was spotted. She was wearing a brown overcoat and a scarf on her head. The scarf is the reason for her name, as she wore it in a similar style to Russian grandmothers, also called babushkas. The woman appeared to be holding something in front of her face, which is believed to be a camera. She appears in many photos of the scene. Even after the shooting, when most people had fled the area, she remained in place and continued to film. Shortly after, she is seen moving away to the east up Elm Street. The FBI publicly requested that the woman come forward and give them the footage she shot, but she never did. In 1970, a woman called Beverly Oliver came forward and claimed to be the Babushka Lady, though her story contains many inconsistencies. She is generally regarded as a fraud. To this day, no one knows who the Babushka Lady is or what she was doing there. More unusual is her refusal to come forward to offer her evidence. Number 9. The Mothman. Mothman is the name given to a strange creature reported in the Charleston and Point Pleasant areas of West Virginia between November 1966 and December 1967. The creature was sporadically reported to be seen before and after those dates, with some sightings as recent as 2007. Most observers describe the Mothman as a winged, man-sized creature with large reflective red eyes. It often appeared to have no head, with its eyes set into its chest. A number of hypotheses have been presented to explain eyewitness accounts, ranging from misidentification and coincidence to paranormal phenomena and conspiracy theories. The Mothman was first spotted in 1926 by a young boy. At the same time, three men were digging a grave in a nearby graveyard when they saw a brown human shape with wings soaring out from behind trees. Both incidents were reported independently of each other. There have been numerous sightings of Mothman, though no photographic evidence exists at all. Number 8. The Bermuda Triangle. The Bermuda Triangle is an area of water in the North Atlantic Ocean in which a large number of planes and boats have gone missing in mysterious circumstances. Over the years, many explanations have been put forward for the disappearances, including bad weather, alien abductions, time warps, and suspension of the laws of physics. Although substantial documentation exists to show many of the reports have been exaggerated, there is still no explanation for the unusually large number of disappearances in the area. Interestingly enough, during a recent yacht race, some folks thought they might have heard BP Chief Executive Tony Hayward suggest moving the oil spill to the Bermuda Triangle to save a few bucks. Number 7. Jack the Ripper. In the latter half of 1888, London was terrorized by a series of murders in the East End, largely in the Whitechapel area. The name Jack the Ripper was taken from a letter sent to a newspaper at the time by someone claiming to be the killer. The victims were typically prostitutes who had their throats cut and their bodies mutilated. In some cases, the bodies were discovered just minutes after the Ripper had left the scene. The police at the time had many suspects, but could never find sufficient evidence to convict anyone. In modern times, there has even been some speculation that Prince Albert Victor was the murderer. Even with modern police methods, no further light has been shed on the murders in recent times. To this day, no one knows who the Ripper was. Number 6. The Marfa Lights. But Marfa lights are unexplained lights, sometimes called ghost lights, that have been appearing on the Mitchell Flat east of Marfa, Texas. The first published account of the lights was given in 1957, but Robert Reed Ellison, born in 1880, reported them to his family, and accounts of their appearances were spread by word of mouth. There are no verifiable written reports from before the 1950s. The lights are described as being the size of a basketball, floating in the air at around shoulder height. Colors are usually described as white, yellow, orange, or red, but green and blue are sometimes reported. They usually travel laterally, but have been seen to move rapidly in various directions. The lights sometimes appear in groups. Sightings are rare, but there is a large amount of photographic and video evidence. Skeptics generally consider the lights to be related to traffic passing on the nearby U.S. Route 67, or to be electric byproducts of the predominantly quartz hills in the area. Because they usually appear in private property with terrain that is difficult to travel over, there are almost no reports of people being able to get close to the lights. Number 5. The Taos Hum. The Taos Hum is a low-pitched sound heard in numerous places worldwide, especially in the USA, UK, and Northern Europe. It is usually heard only in quiet environments and is often described as sounding like a distant diesel engine. Since it is proven indetectable by microphones or VLF antennae, its source and nature is still a mystery. In 1997, Congress directed scientists and observers from some of the most prestigious research institutes in the nation to look into a strange low-frequency noise heard by residents in and around the small town of Taos, New Mexico. For years, those who had heard the noise, often described by them as a hum, had been looking for answers. To this day, no one knows the cause of the hum. Number 4. The Mary Celeste. Mary Celeste was launched in Nova Scotia in 1860. Her original name was Amazon. She was 103 feet overall, displacing 280 tons and listed as a half break. Over the next 10 years, she was involved in several accidents at sea and passed through a number of owners. Eventually, she turned up at a New York salvage auction where she was purchased for $3,000. After extensive repairs, she was put under American registry and renamed Mary Celeste. The new captain of Mary Celeste was Benjamin Briggs, 37, a master with three previous commands. On November 7, 1872, the ship departed New York with Captain Briggs, his wife, young daughter, and a crew of eight. The ship was loaded with 1,700 barrels of raw American alcohol bound for Genoa, Italy. The captain, his family, and crew were never seen again. The ship was found floating in the middle of the Strait of Gibraltar. There were no signs of struggle on board, and all documents except the captain's log were missing. In early 1873, it was reported that two lifeboats grounded in Spain, one with a body and an American flag, the other containing five bodies. It has been alleged that these could have been the remains of the crew of the Mary Celeste. However, the bodies were apparently never identified. Number 3. The Roanoke Colony. In 1584, Sir Walter Raleigh dispatched an expedition to the east coast of North America, as Queen Elizabeth I had given him permission to colonize Virginia. He returned from the trip with two American Indians and samples of animals and plants. Between 1585 and 1587, two groups of colonists were left on Roanoke Island, part of present-day North Carolina, to establish their settlement. Following fights with the local native tribes, the first colony were low on food and men to defend the settlement. So when Sir Francis Drake visited after a raid in the Caribbean and offered to take them back to England, they accepted and left. In 1587, 121 new colonists arrived and found the local natives, the Croatans, to be friendly. The first English child born in the Americas was the daughter of one of these colonists. The group tried to befriend some of the other tribes that the previous colonists had fought with, which resulted in the killing of George Howe. The remaining members of the group convinced the leader to return to England to get help. The leader, John White, returned to England, leaving behind 90 men, 17 women, and 11 children. When White returned in August 1590, the settlement was deserted. There were no signs of a struggle and no remains were found at all. The only clue was the word Croatan carved into a post of the fort and crow carved into a nearby tree. The settlement became known as the Lost Colony and no members of it were ever seen again. Some speculation exists today which suggests the settlers left and merged with some of the nearby tribes. This is supported by the fact that many years later, some of the tribes were practicing Christianity and understood English. Number 2. The Loch Ness Monster. Loch Ness is the most voluminous freshwater lake in Great Britain. For centuries, people have reported seeing a large creature living in the lake. The earliest account comes from the life of St. Columba in 565 AD. Although sightings of the creature on land around the loch reputedly date back to the 16th century, modern interest in the monster was sparked by a July 1933 sighting when Mr. George Spicer and his wife saw, quote, a most extraordinary form of animal, unquote, cross the road in front of their car. They described the creature as having a large body, about 4 feet high and 25 feet long, and a long, narrow neck, slightly thicker than an elephant's trunk, and as long as the 10 to 12 foot width of the road. The neck had a number of undulations in it. They saw no limbs because of a dip in the road obscuring the animal's lower portion. It lurched across the road towards the loch some 20 yards away, leaving only a trail of broken undergrowth in its wake. Not only has the Loch Ness Monster been photographed repeatedly, it has even been caught on videotape as recently as 2007 and on sonar equipment. Unfortunately, however, the footage and photos are never clear enough to give a definite answer as to what the creature is. Some speculate that it may be a plesiosaur that survived the rest of the dinosaur population. And finally, number 1, the Shroud of Turin. The Shroud of Turin is a linen cloth bearing the image of a man who apparently died of crucifixion. Most Catholics consider it to be the burial shroud of Jesus Christ. It is currently held in the Cathedral of St. John the Baptist in Turin, Italy. Despite many scientific investigations, no one has yet been able to explain how the image has been imprinted on the shroud, and despite many attempts, no one has managed to replicate it. Radiocarbon tests date it to the Middle Ages. However, apologists for the shroud believe it is incorrupt, and carbon dating can only date things which decay. Prior to the Middle Ages, reports of the shroud exist of the image of Edessa, reliably reported since at least the 4th century. In addition, another cloth, the sudarium, known even from biblical times, John 27, exists which is said to have covered Christ's head in the tomb. A 1999 study by Mark Guskin, a member of the multidisciplinary investigation team of the Spanish Center for Sinology, investigated the relationship between the two cloths. Based on history, forensic pathology, blood chemistry, the sudarium also is reported to have type AB bloodstains and stain patterns. Avinom Dinin, a researcher at the Hebrew University of Jerusalem, concurred with this analysis, adding that the pollen grains in the sudarium match those of the shroud. If you love our List Verse podcast, tell a friend and subscribe now. And you're really going to love our book, The Ultimate Book of Top 10 Lists. Order it now via our website, listverse.com.